Well, President, for at this time, I'll call on the city attorney to go over the closed session items.
Thank you, Mayor. You have four primary items on your closed session this evening. The first is a conference with legal counsel with regard to one item of litigation. That item is specified in the agenda. Your second item is a conference with legal counsel with regard to two items of anticipated litigations. Those items are listed in the agenda. Item three is a conference with your labor negotiators with regard to the bargaining groups listed in the agenda. And finally, your final item is a public employee performance evaluation with regard to the position of city attorney. That's all.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address any of these items? Seeing that no one is here, do I hear a motion to close the
motion to adjourn the closed session?
Motion's been made by Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott, seconded by Carla Perez. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll now move into closed session.
Mayor Baca.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Scott.
Present.
Councilmember Carrizales.
Present.
Councilmember Carlos Perez.
Present.
Councilmember Eva Martoy.
Present.
City Attorney Eric Vell.
Present.
City Manager Tanya Williams.
Present.
And also Mayor and Council, let the record reflect that the city treasurer will be absent for this meeting.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we'll stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Councilmember Edwin Montoya, Jr.
Everybody face the flag and hand over your hearts, please. Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you would remain standing, we'll have the invocation led by Pastor Harry Bratton from the Greater Faith Grace Bible Church.
Okay. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this council meeting tonight. Thank you for each person here tonight who shares and partakes this meeting tonight. I pray that you would grant them wisdom, strategy, Father, to navigate through all the agenda items and make those tough decisions that they need to make at certain times. Thank you, Lord, for their being faithful to their being public servants. Thank you for the unity here in this meeting tonight. We pray, God, they always be mindful of doing the best for the community. Pray, God, they would always look for ways to improve, to make lives better and business better for the area and the community, Father. And I just pray, God, they will serve with diligence, honor, and character. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. If you'll be seated. At this time, we'll have the city attorney report on closed session.
Thank you, Mayor. Your first item on closed session was a conference with legal counsel with regard to one item of existing litigation. You gave direction to the city attorney's office on that item. There was no other reportable action. You then had a briefing on two matters of anticipated litigation. Had briefings from counsel on both of those. No reportable action on those after that. You had a conference with your labor negotiator. We finished most of those issues. The remaining issues will come back at the next regular meeting. And your time expired before you got to the public employee performance evaluation, which will be held over until your next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This time we'll move into presentations and proclamations. I will step up to the podium and present. Well, I guess I could do it from here. Huh? Well, I'll do it up there so this way. On behalf of the city of Rialto, we'd like to present a certificate of recognition to a council member, Edward Montoya Jr., and it's for Life-Saving Warrior of the Year Award for 2025, a veteran in the United States Army. Please come forward. On behalf of all of the city council members, signed by myself, the mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, we have to correct this, Ed Scott, and Council Member Andy Caraceres, Council Member Carla Perez, and then, of course, our Mayor Pro Tem. I don't know if I mentioned your name earlier or not, Ed Scott.
You did.
And Andy. So, okay. In behalf of the City of Rialto, in recognition of your tireless effort and extraordinary contributions to the community and of receiving the 2025 Life-Saving Warrior of the Year Award. Wow, that's quite an honor. We congratulate you and your accomplishments. On behalf of the city, we'd like to present you with this certificate. And then we also have one from the supervisor. Is there a representative from Supervisor Joe Baca Jr.? If Ed, can you bring that one up for me, please? Our Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott will assist me in making a presentation on behalf of the supervisor.
On behalf of County Supervisor Joe Baca Jr., 5th District Supervisor, Certificate of Recognition awarded to Councilmember Edward Montoya Jr., Life-Saving Warrior of the Year Award, presented by the San Bernardino County 5th District Supervisor. On behalf of the Vice Chair and Supervisor Joe Baca Jr. of the 5th District of the County of San Bernardino, it gives me great pleasure to join the City of Rialto and Working for Dogs Warriors in recognizing you for your honorable service. Your remarkable dedication to serving our community plays an essential role in enriching the lives of many. And as your hard-working contributions are made, you're truly inspiring. We wish you continued success in your future endeavors. Congratulations, and it is signed by County Supervisor Joe Baca Jr.
Sir? Congratulations. Thank you both. Yeah. Do you want to?
Do you want to picture with
her? Yeah.
Is that a relative of yours?
No. So this is a representative of Working Dogs for Warriors, Daisy Welsh.
Thank you, Daisy.
So, yeah, I want to tell everybody who made this all possible, thank you. all of the organizations that were involved, Working Dogs for Warriors, various elected officials from numerous cities, and county elected officials as well. Thank you all. I do this for the community out of my heart. I don't get paid to do what I do. I do it because I care about my veterans and first responder community. And I want to thank everybody who helps make it happen on a day-to-day basis. I can't do this without my team, and my team does it, again, for no money. We don't do this for the props. We don't do it to get high fives. We do it because we actually care about the people we serve, because we've been there in those low places as well. So we like to give back, and we love to do what we do. So thank you to everybody. Thank you, community. Thank you, council. And thank you, Daisy and Working Dogs for Warriors.
Next, we have oral communications, but before we get into oral communications, I'd like to have the privilege of adjourning in memory of a friend of mine who passed away the Sunday before last. She was a resident of the city of Rialto for over 21 years. Her name is Bobby Jo Ayala. Her husband is Joe Ayala, a Rialto Unified School District former board member. Bobby passed away, and besides her husband, she had three children, Julie, Lisa, and Carla. And it happened to be that one of the individuals that Lisa was married, one of his daughter is married to one of our firemen, a captain, Josh Gilliam. So they're having the ceremonies and have had him a morning. Bobby was quite active in the city of Rialto. She was also very active with the church, as well as a Christian with the church in Fontana. And then she was active in becoming not only a minister, but helping many individuals. She touched the lives of many individuals as a teacher. She taught for Riverside Unified School District. She also taught at Chaffee College and was quite active in our community. She was a member of the Women's Club right here in the city of Rialto. Participated in many of the activities. She participated in a lot of the fundraisers that were held by the Women's Club here in the city of Rialto. But Bobby did more than just being involved. She was a mother, a grandmother, and a caring individual that cared about her family. Bobby and I and her husband took numerous trips together to a variety of different places. She happened to be in Washington, D.C. When I was a congressman at that time, and we awarded Arnold Palmer the Congressional Gold Medal. And Bobby was there, and she experienced for the very first time a trip in the tunnel. A lot of people don't know that there's a little train that you can take to the Capitol and go there. So Bobby had the experience of going there and being there. She loved to read an awful lot, but she also cared about this city because she had numerous events at her home for the firefighters, the Rialto firefighters. And I saw most of them because I attended a lot of those events that were held at the house in behalf of the firefighters and fundraisers that she had. She always participated. I know that she will be greatly missed and loved by many individuals in the community. And I know that personally, I had a relationship with her and her husband based on the numerous trips that we've taken together for a variety of different places, like my home state of New Mexico, where I was born. And then, of course, with her husband and I played a lot of golf, so the wives always went shopping when we were golfing, you know, at that point. But again, I'd like us to adjourn in memory of Bobby Joe Ayala. Thank you very much.
So we have for oral communication to speak, we have Representative Jose from San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District. He wants to come and introduce himself to us. Joe Valenzuelas.
Good evening. Is it on? Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Some of you already know me. My name is Jose Velasquez. I'm the San Bernardino Valley Municipal Water District Division 1 Director, which covers City of Rialto. I just formally want to introduce myself to the council again, and just looking forward to work with each one of you in future projects that will bring sustainable, reliable water to the constituents of Rialto. So just wanted to introduce myself. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any other members?
I don't know if Ari A. Oh, that's, yes, he's here to speak. I don't know. What is that?
First of all, thank you guys for letting me speak. My name is Ariel Otero. I'm a member of the community. I actually grew up here, so teenage years, elementary school. So Rialto holds a very special place in my heart. I came before you today to propose the drafting and voting on local ordinance to formally designate Rialto as the sanctuary city. While Rialto is currently protected under California State Bill 54, which restricts how local police and city employees interact with immigration authorities, I believe we could take a stronger stance. Currently, our departments are prohibited from using municipal funds and resources to help enforce federal immigration laws, except serious criminal circumstances, right? So I propose that our city government take one step further by making our values clear and permanent through a local sanctuary ordinance. This action will build trust with our immigrant communities, prevent confusion, and send a powerful message of unity. Research has shown that sanctuary policies improve public safety. Cities with such policies report lower crime rates, particularly in immigrant neighborhoods, as residents feel safer reporting crimes and accessing city services. By becoming a sanctuary city, Rialto can implement additional protections by prohibiting immigration agents from accessing local jails and city buildings, preventing any data sharing with immigration authorities, declining participation in immigration task force, and permanently barring any city staff from participating in immigration enforcement, regardless of potential state policy changes. This ordinance will reflect Rialto's core values of dignity, fairness, and inclusion by protecting families, supporting local workers, and defending basic human rights. I respectfully urge the council to direct the city attorney to draft an ordinance and bring it to vote. Together, we can ensure a bright future for all Rialto residents. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much for the concern with what's going on, not only in the city, surrounding cities in our area, and especially what has happened in LA. But at this time, what we can do then is ask our attorney to look at how and if we need to develop a plan in terms of how we deal with the immigration problem and how it affects all of us, because it's about democracy, it's about freedom, and it's about treatment of individuals' rights too as well. So hopefully we can give a direction, and then the council then can decide what action they want to take, if any. Thank you. Any others?
No.
Hearing no other individuals from the public that would like to make oral comments, we'll move on to the consent item. Is there any item that any member wishes to pull from the consent item? And if not, then do we have a motion to approve the consent items?
Have any motion?
Is there a motion?
Move for approval.
Move for approval by Carla Perez, council second. Member, seconded by Andy Caraceres. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Then we'll move on to the tab items. Move on to tab one.
All right, thank you, Mayor. The item before you requests council to conduct a public hearing for placing solid waste charges on the property tax roll and adopt two resolutions. One approving reduced waste collection rates for fiscal year 25-26, and the other authorizing placement of these charges on the tax roll. Michael Heffman from BurTech will present you with the proposed rate information, and Amy Crow will present the tax roll billing information.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, members of the City Council, city staff, and audience members here this evening. Michael Huffman with BurTech Waste Industries. I'm here this evening with my associate, Mr. Richard Nino. And today we'll be presenting on the proposed 2025 solid waste rate adjustment. Residential rate adjustment history is as follows. In June 27th, 2023, the prior City Council conducted a Prop 218 hearing. At that hearing, the council adopted a resolution approving the municipal solid waste collection, recycling organics, and disposal service rates for fiscal years 23-24 through 26-27. The proposed residential rate this evening includes one half of the 2024 deferred residential rates. In 2024, there was no residential rate adjustment made. So this evening's proposed rates, only one half of that deferred residential rate is included. And each of the rates presented this evening are less than those approved during the 2023 Prop 218 hearing. Rate adjustment requirements include the following. Rate adjustments require City Council approval even when they're lowered. Service is adjusted by the Consumer Price Index. The Consumer Price Index is the Riverside San Bernardino Ontario Index, which is 2.61. percent for this rate adjustment period. And disposal and processing components are as followed. The trash tip fee, there is no change per the City of Rialto's waste disposal agreement with the county, and that remains at $42.07 per ton. The organic processing fee is $93.15 per ton, and the recyclables processing fee is $83.40 per ton. Shown in the chart here are the most common residential rates throughout the community. The 60-gallon tax roll billed rate, proposed rate is $35.87, which is less than the 2023 Prop 218 rate of $38.31. The 40-gallon tax roll rate is proposed to be $34.18, which is less than the 2023 Prop 218 rate of $37.44. And the senior tax roll rate still includes a 15% discount for seniors under the 40-gallon service who are 62 years of age or older. I'd also point out that the 2025 proposed rates for residential services are all below the 2023 Prop 218 rates approved by the prior council. For the commercial and multifamily rates, the table shows the most common bins used in the commercial community. That is a 3-yard trash bin, which includes recycling service one time per week. The proposed rate is $250.24, which is less than the 2023 Prop 218 rate of $267.90. The 65-gallon food waste barrel is serviced one time a week. There's no change to that rate. The $46.74, which is the current rate, is still less than the 2023 approved rate. And the multifamily 3-yard bin, which includes bulky item collection service, has no change to the current rate, which is also less than the 2023 Prop 218 rate. The 2025 proposed rates for commercial and multifamily, all of the remaining rates that are within your packet and all the variable services are all less than the Prop 218 rates that were approved back in 2023. So this evening's rate adjustment request is that the council adopt the municipal solid waste collection, recycling, organics, and disposal rates for fiscal year 2025 and 2026, and I would be happy to answer any questions the council may have prior to turning it over to Ms. Amy for the tax roll billing resolution presentation.
This is a public hearing, so we'd ask for members, anyone else, before you turn it over, or do you want to have the public make comments?
Mayor, if we could we have the other staff presentation, then we'll have any public comments, and then we'll close.
Okay.
It's all part of one resolution. It's all part of the same thing. It's not one part.
Good evening, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, and members of the council. This evening, I would request that the City Council conduct a public hearing to consider the placement of solid waste handling service charges on the property tax roll for residential customers. On July the 25th of 2017, the City Council adopted resolution number 7169, approving residential refuse collection service charges to be collected on the property tax roll. Prior to approving the placement of the service charges and fees on the tax roll, Health and Safety Code section 5473 requires the City Council to conduct a public hearing. Notice of the public hearing was published in the San Bernardino Sun newspaper on July 7th, 2025 and July 14th, 2025. The city prepared a written report which contains a description of each parcel and fees and charges subject to tax roll billing. This report is on file with the city clerk and included as attachment to Exhibit A to the proposed resolution authorizing the collection of the fees and charges on the tax rolls. At this time, I would request that the City Council conduct the public hearing to consider the placement of solid waste handling service charges on the property tax roll and adopt Resolution 8385 authorizing the placement of solid waste handling service charges and fees on the property tax roll. This concludes my presentation, and I'm available for any questions.
And Mayor, before you open the public hearing, I just want to point out that today the county assessor requested we add some additional language. So you have a modified resolution in your packet. It adds a section 3 that states the Rialto City Council hereby certifies that the levy of the special taxes was authorized in accordance with the provision of Health and Safety Code sections 5473.4 through 5473.11 inclusive, and directs the San Bernardino County Auditor, Controller, Tax Collector to place the charges on the 2025-26 tax roll. We apologize for the late substitution, but we only got the request from the county today to add that language. We're adding it in request of theirs. We don't think it.
There's no objection. We'll add that language.
Thank you.
Seeing that there's no objection, we'll do so. Now we'll open it up to any comments from the public. Are there any letters or?
No, I have no or comments.
Is there any member from the public that wishes to address it?
Motion to close public comment.
Motion's been made to close public comments.
Second.
Motion's been made by Carla Perez, seconded by which one of you?
Mayor Pro Tem.
Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any oppositions? Thank you. Motion carries. Do we need a vote on that?
No, now discussion amongst the council.
Are there any discussion amongst the council members in reference to this? Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
Could the Burtech folks come back up here? You made a statement that the city, a prior city council authorized these rate increases through 218. I think that's a little bit misleading. All the council did was accept the results of 218. So can you explain the 218 process to the community, to those in our community that don't understand the process, how it goes, what it entails, and what was the outcome of that? And I hope we know how many there were in opposition and how many there were in
Well, it would be in opposition only, so.
Right. Thank you for that question, Mayor Pro Tem. The 218 process is mandated by the state, and it requires that when rates are changing, notification to the public is required. And that requirement could be sent out to the public for no more than 5 years. So you can estimate rates over 5 year periods, and those rates would be considered not to exceed rates. If there is any opposition that is presented to the city at the time or during the Prop 218, in order to put down the adjusted rate 218 notification process, there needs to be more than 50% of parcel owners throughout the city. It would be required to turn down the 218 notice. And in 2023, I do not recall that level was met.
Do you know what the percentage was in opposition, or was there any opposition?
I don't know specifically that number.
So that I understand this more clearly, if there were persons that owned properties in the city of Rialto and they objected to the rate structure that was proposed, they could have sent in a letter of opposition, correct?
Correct. Or could have appeared during the public hearing and spoken in opposition.
And that threshold was not met. Therefore, the rate structure was brought before the council and approved.
That is correct.
Okay. I just want to clarify that. So if people have opposition to utility rate increases, including trash, water, other things, then the way to oppose that is by writing a letter of opposition to the city.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? No, I'd just like to make a comment. In reference to the property tax roll, it really maybe I should just ask the question. Is it a savings to the individuals who sign up?
Yes, there is a savings for the individuals who sign up under tax roll billing.
So therefore, they would be saving by actually approving this and going forward, because they would be put on the tax roll. And that's what we have in front of us in this document, because I noticed my address is on there. Is that correct?
I believe so, sir. Your address is on there, or your parcel at least.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? If not, do I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Motion's been made by Mayor Pro Tem Scott, seconded by Andy Caracetas. Any discussion? Further discussion?
Roll call.
Roll call.
Who made the second?
Andy Caracetas.
Mayor Pro Tem Scott.
Aye.
Councilmember Caracetas.
Aye.
Councilmember Montoya.
Aye.
Councilmember Perez.
Aye.
Mayor Baca.
Aye.
The maker of the motion, may I have you to read the resolutions for me, sir? Mayor Pro Tem, please. We are approving the two resolutions.
Be quiet.
Would you like for me to read them?
I have the numbers, but I don't have the actual
resolution. Do you need the numbers?
He can just read the numbers in the resolution for me, please. Since this is going on the tax rolls, and I just want to make sure it's in. Would it be okay if I read the resolution for you?
Resolution number 8384. Resolution number 8385. And additionally, the additional language as required by the county assessor's office.
Okay, that will be included in the resolution.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, to put on the tax rolls. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. With that, then we'll move on to tab two.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, and members of the council. The item before you tonight is to request to conduct a public hearing and consider approval of Substantial Amendment 7 to the Fiscal Year 2020 through 2021 Annual Action Plan. Anna Lanoue from AGI will go over the PowerPoint presentation, providing more detail and information for this tab item.
All right, good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, members of the council. This evening, we will be discussing, as part of the public hearing, the 2020-2021 Annual Action Plan Substantial Amendment Number 7. This is specifically for the CDBG-CV funds. Background on the CDBG-CV funds. The city received $1,339,584 in supplemental community development block grant coronavirus funding, and the city allocated these funds as noted on the table there. The Community Development Block Grant CARES Act program provided grants to states, insular areas, and local governments to prevent, prepare for, and respond to the spread of COVID-19. Congress provided $5 billion in coronavirus aid relief and economic security, which is known as the CARES Act, for the CDBG program to states, metropolitan cities, urban counties, and insular areas to prevent, prepare for, and respond to the coronavirus. In June of 2020, the city initiated and implemented the CDBG-CV program as referenced on the table provided. The funds were used for rental mortgage assistance, utility assistance, storefront small business assistance, PPE for seniors, workforce development, and COVID testing. These were the items and the amounts as programmed during that first presentation of the substantial amendment. Since then, there have been several significant amendments which were approved to address the needs of the community. And on May 9th, 2023, the City Council approved Substantial Amendment Number 6. Which appropriated the full amount as noted below. The changes included a decrease in the rental mortgage utility assistance amount, a decrease of $100,000 for the storefront small business assistance program, a newly funded food insecurity program. There were no change to the PPE and hot meals for seniors, a decrease of the workforce development program, a newly funded SWAG program, and a newly funded warming center program. The amounts expended to date are listed here. The rental mortgage utility assistance program, $17,025 was repaid to HUD with a total available to reprogram of $26,497.29. That's what's left of the program. For the storefront small business program, 17 applications were approved to date, 12 city approved, and 5 the consultant approved. Council approved the updates to the guidance during the August 13th council meeting in hopes of finalizing those applicants. The application was updated to allow the applicants to demonstrate losses for the entire pandemic period. The remaining balance is $106,000. Of unspent CV funds for that program. The food insecurity program spent all of their programmed allocation. The PPE and hot meals for seniors program, there was no expenditures to date for that program, and therefore the balance remains the same. The workforce development, the NCNW program, spent their allocation. The social work action group program, after review of the program's invoices, it was found that only $114,000 was valid expenses in compliance with the regulations, and the remaining funds were considered unsubstantiated and therefore available to be reprogrammed. And then CV funds must be expended by February of 2027. The amount that we're discussing at this moment is $440,447.40. Oh, I forgot to mention that the Warming Center also did not expend any funds for that program. Eligible uses. I'm sorry, did I skip something? Ineligible uses. So funds, CV funds, cannot be used for CDBG eligible activities and programs that do not prevent, prepare for, or respond to the coronavirus. It cannot be used for acquisition, construction, or reconstruction of buildings for the general conduct of government or political activities. It cannot be used for new housing construction. It cannot be used for local government maintenance and operating expenses or local government equipment purchases, nor for political or religious proselytizing, and it cannot be used for fundraising activities. Eligible uses. So here's a list of the eligible uses. You can utilize the funds for rehabilitation of public facility and park infrastructure to include broadband, which would be wiring, fibering, optic cables, to provide access for moderate income areas. HVAC improvements to prevent COVID spread, plumbing upgrades to improve sanitation, the creation or improvement of outdoor spaces for social distancing, and touchless water fountains, automatic doors, all of which are intended to be to reduce or prepare for the spread of the pandemic. Outdoor recreational facilities, you can provide additional outdoor spaces and for outdoor activities. You can purchase and install new gates or remove architectural barriers that restrict access for elderly and disabled so that they can have proper social distancing. They can be used for funding to additional public services that carry out activities that prepare, respond, or prevent COVID, such as homeless outreach, mental health services, and food banks. And the funds can also be used for the administration costs for CDBG-CV. The CDBG ad hoc committee met on May 29th and reviewed various options for the use of the funds and proposed to add an inclusive playground at the City of Rialto Park located at 130 East San Bernardino Avenue. Also note that this particular project, which was funds were also allocated to this project from your CDBG annual action plan for fiscal year 25-26 at the June 24th City Council meeting. The funds programmed at that time $246,954, and then the proposed is to allocate the remaining balance of your CV funds to the same program, allocating $440,447.40. The recommendation this evening to the staff recommends that the City Council conduct the public hearing to solicit public comments from interested citizens. Number two, adopt a resolution adopting substantial amendment number 7 to the fiscal year 2020 to 2021 annual action plan. Number three, authorize the city manager to or their designee to submit the substantial amendment of annual action plan to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. Authorize the city manager or their designee to take all actions necessary to implement the programs identified in the annual action plan, and authorize the city manager or their designee to make all conforming modifications and edits and to execute implementing documents required by HUD in a form approved by the city attorney. That concludes my presentation. I am available to answer questions.
Thank you. Are there any letters that have come in from the public?
No.
None. Are there any members present that would like to address this? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion's been made to close the public hearing. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Edward Montoya. The motion was made by Carla Perez. Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now we'll move for discussion by members of the council. Are there any members of the council that wish to address this? Council member Ed Scott.
Yeah, you want to come back up? Under your list of ineligible uses, it says construction or reconstruction of buildings for general, I get that part. It said equipment purchases. Isn't the exclusive playground considered equipment?
It would be, those are specific to the general conduct of business. So general conduct is determined, or the definition would be, for example, for the general administration of your city government services. But the playground would be serving the low moderate income households, which is an eligible activity.
Okay, and have we verified that this is an eligible item?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments? Other than that, I'd just like to state that by reallocating the funds, and Carla Perez and I were members of the committee, and we felt that it was important for the city of Rialto to move in the right direction of having an all-inclusive playground for individuals with disability. We do not have such a park in the city of Rialto, and it would take us a lot closer in providing a service towards many individuals with disability that would be able to utilize our park. With that, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Motion's been made by Andy Caraceres, seconded by Ed Scott.
Second.
By Mayor
Roll call.
Roll call.
Who seconded?
I did.
Mayor. Councilmember Caraceres?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Scott?
Aye.
Councilmember Carla Perez?
Aye.
Councilmember Montoya?
Aye.
Mayor Baca?
Aye. Thank you. Motion carries.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tab 3 this evening will be presented by our Utilities Department. John Rossi, our Interim Utilities Director, will provide a brief summary and then turn it over to Andrew Coleman with BLA, our operator.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, members of the Council. John Rossi, Interim Utilities Director, and we're here tonight to do two elements for this tab. One, to conduct a public hearing regarding the city's 2025 Public Health Goals Report for the 3 years, 2022, 2023, 2024. And then secondly, to consider a receive and file action for the annual 2024 Water Consumer Confidence Report. And as the city manager mentioned, Andrew Coleman, our subject matter expert from RWS, Veolia is here to present both items and answer. We'll both endeavor to answer any questions you might have. So I believe we probably need to open the public hearing first as we start the presentation, if that makes sense. Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor. Mayor Pro Tem, Council members, my name is Andrew Coleman. I'm the Field Operations Supervisor for Rialto Water Services, operated by Veolia. I'm going to go over the slides in the presentation tonight. So this is the public health goals for 2025. It's going to be our presentation for 2025. We're going to be reviewing over 2022, 2023, and 2024. Just to give, moving on to slide number 2. Oh, wait a second. I get to control it. Quick background. The Calderon Shear Drinking Water Act of 1996 added new provisions to the California Health and Safety Code within mandate that a report be prepared every 3 years to provide water quality information to the public in addition for Consumer Confidence Report, CCR. This report has been prepared and to address the requirements set forth in the section 116470 of the California Health and Safety Code. It is based on the water quality analysis during the years of 2022, 2023, 2024. The law requires that a public hearing be held for the purpose of accepting and responding to public comments for this report. What are public health goals? Public health goals, or PHG, is the safe level of constituents concentrations which pose no significant health risk to consumed for a lifetime. The process of establishing a public health goal is a risk assessment based on strictly on human health considerations. Public health goals are recommended targets and are not required to be met by any public water system. PHGs are developed by the California Environmental Protection Office of Environmental Health and Hazards Assessment. As we go into public health goals, we have to understand what is a public health goal, what does it mean, what are some of these stuff. And one thing you have to look and understand, what is a maximum contamination level, or what is considered an MCL? Upon establishment of a public health goal, the California State Water Resources Control Board Division of Drinking Water and Environmental Management determines a maximum contamination level in the drinking water. The MCL is the highest level of concentrations that is allowed in drinking water for that, for a constituent. Tonight, these are the public health goals that we will be covering. The report detected three constituents above the public health goal guidelines for 2022, 2023, and 2024. We are going to be covering, going over arsenic, hexavalent chromium, and this is a very long one. We're just going to call it dioxin TCDD. Brief overview over arsenic and what is considered the public health goal and what is considered the maximum contamination level. The public health goal is 0.0 ppb. To give an understanding what is ppb, not everybody deals with this. Ppb is, to put in general understandings, is 1 second in nearly 32 years. The MCL for arsenic is 10 ppb. Therefore, safe levels of arsenic in the drinking water is any level under 10 ppb. Arsenic is found in one of our wells, that is City Well 2, is a natural occurring substance, and the water is blended with multiple sources within our system. Here is a data graph showing a 10-year span of our arsenic samples. Over that, if you can take a look from what is from our samples from quarter two, 2023 till present, all samples have normalized and are at a normal level that has been with this well since it's been around. Here is two new constituents or contaminants. These two contaminants we have sampled for in the past, but due to the Department of Public Health and the Department of Drinking Water, every so many years they adjust what is considered public health goals and levels for detection. So these are two new ones that are not new ones, two constituents that they decided to look into and adjust the actual detection level and the MCL. And they can do that due to technology that actually detects lower limits. So we're going to be going over the results from 2023, 2024 for hexavalent chromium and trichloral dibenzene P dioxin TCDD. Hexavalent is a natural occurring substance. It's in our aquifer. The public health goal for hexavalent chromium is 0.002 ppb. To put that in understanding, that is 1 second in 32 years, to put in layman's terms. The maximum contamination level for hexavalent is 10 ppb. Therefore, safe levels of hexavalent chromium in a drinking water is any level under 10 ppb. Here is a quick graph of our samples and when they were pulled and what the actual levels were per the samples taken in 2024, October 2024. Move on to trichloral dibenzene P dioxin, TCDD. This is a color solid. It is occurring in the aquifer. Due to these processes, is found in soil sediments and sandy groundwater. The public health goal, this one's a little more distant. This is the public health goal. This is in picograms per liter. This is in basically quadrillionths of a liter. To put what is a quadrillionths of a liter is 1 minute in 2 billion years. The public health goal for this one is 0.05 picograms per liter. If you put that into other numbers, it's actually 15 zeros after the point when it gets into other levels, if you want to think about it in parts per billion. The maximum contamination level for pictograms per liter is 30 pictograms per liter. Therefore, safe levels of dioxin TCDD in the drinking water is any level under 30 pictograms per liter. Here is the results from our sampling event back in 2023. Also, we are putting this as, if there's any questions or any comments or concerns, myself and John Rossi are here to answer them for the public health goals. And any questions on the consumer confidence report for 2024?
At this time, it's a public hearing. Are there any letters from any individuals that wanted to address this subject matter?
No.
Hearing none, then it's open to the public. Are there any members present that would like to address this? Hearing none, do I hear a motion from the council to
motion to close a public hearing.
Okay, motion been made by Carla Perez to close the public hearing, seconded by Edward Montoya. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Now we'll have discussion amongst the members. Are there any members that would like to address this subject matter? Council member Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
I didn't see any results for PFAS on here. Are we testing for PFAS?
We do test, but it's not part of the state required report.
So do we not disclose PFAS testing to the residents of the community?
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem. Yes, we do PFAS sampling. It is in our it should be in our CCR. We only have two wells that we do PFAS sampling on. And
what are those wells, do you know?
The one of the wells is not active. It is Rialto Well 5. And then another one is Chino Well 2 that is non-detect.
And why only those two wells?
So for PFAS sampling, during some of the sampling events, what they call the UCMRs, there's a whole level of sampling that they do that is a UCMR 1, UCMR 2, UCMR 3, and 4. So during the UCMR 3, all sources inside of the city of Rialto were actually sampled for PFAS. The only one that came up was Rialto Well 5. That was inactive, never ran into the system. The state of California put together a list and actually put together a whole sampling plan for all wells and water agencies within the state of California of wells of interest or anything. It's actually stated on the DDW website. And for the wells inside the city of Rialto, they chose Rialto Well 5 that actually had a detection. That well is off.
Do you know if Well 6 ever had any indication of PFAS?
Rialto Well 6 is operated by West Valley Water District, and it is leased out to them for their fluid bed reactor system.
Do you know what their results are, or do they have any?
I can't speak to that, sir.
Okay.
We don't test it. That is West Valley Water
District. West Valley test it?
West Valley would have the...
Could we request from West Valley all PFAS testing results? Thank you.
Are there any other questions by members?
No.
Hearing none.
Motion to approve the report and receive and file.
Motion's been made by Carla Perez to approve the report as filed.
Second.
Seconded by Andy Garcetis. All those, any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposition? Hearing none. Motion carries. Thank you.
And Mayor, and just to clarify, the second report, which is in your packet, is a receive and file action. This is the annual water quality report for 2024. It's already been made available to the public, but we want to make sure we bring this to you each year so it's there and you're aware of it. So we'd appreciate a receive and file on that too if you're so inclined.
Tab 4?
It's part of tab 3.
Okay. Thank you. Tab 4.
Thank you. And so I'm here on the second item to conduct a public hearing to receive comments regarding placement of delinquent sewer service charges on the county property tax roll for the upcoming fiscal year. City of Rialto, through the Rialto Utility Authority, provides sewer services to property throughout the city and portions of Bloomington. For most accounts, of course, water and sewer bills, services are billed together, allowing for effective enforcement for non-payment. However, in cases where water service is provided by outside agencies such as West Valley Water District or Fontana Water Company, the city has limited enforcement options for unpaid sewer bills. To address this challenge, the city amended its municipal code in 2007 to allow the placement of delinquent sewer charges on the San Bernardino County tax roll. This method, which mirrors the process used, you took action on earlier in this meeting for solid waste fee recovery, provides a fair and consistent tool for collecting past due balances for sewer-only accounts. In accordance with the required process, staff compiled and verified a list of 1,429 properties with unpaid sewer charges, which are listed in your packet. All impacted property owners were sent notification letters informing them of their delinquency and providing a final opportunity to make payment. The deadline for bringing any accounts current and therefore be removed from the list was June 24th. We did not receive any payments. And again, the sum of these charges is $1,189,175. So we would recommend that you consider opening a public hearing to take any comments on this action.
Thank you. Are there any letters from any member of the public wanted to address this?
No.
Hearing none. Okay. Are there any members in the public that would like to address this?
Move to close the public hearing.
Motion's been made by Mayor Pro Tem to close the public section, seconded by Edward Montoya. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
No any opposition? Hearing none. Motion carries. Now we'll have it open for discussion from members of the council. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
Move approval of Resolution 8387 and RUA Resolution 08-43.
Motion's been made. Seconded. Motion been made by Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott, seconded by Andy Caracetes. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Move on to tab 5. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
John. All right. Good evening, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, and members of council. The item before you requests the introduction of Ordinance Number 1701, which adds important exceptions to the city's existing street cut moratorium. In 2017, City Council adopted our current moratorium to protect newly paved streets from untimely failures. This ordinance has been effective, but areas where reasonable exceptions would benefit Rialto residents without compromising the city's infrastructure goals have been identified. For instance, if a resident wants to omit their septic tank and tie into the city's sewer system, our current ordinance prevents the resident from doing so for up to 5 years after a street was paved. So this ordinance that is proposed will allow for single family homeowners to be exempt from the moratorium time windows for septic to sewer conversions, replacement or repair of existing water or sewer service laterals, and utility repairs resulting from homeowner improvements or emergency repairs. That concludes my presentation. I'm available for any questions. Thank you. Are there any members, or do I hear any?
I just have a question.
A question by Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
I just want to make sure that when these cuts are made, that we have something in place to make sure that the repave or patch of these trenches and cuts is done in an appropriate way that preserves the integrity of that asphalt. Yes, we do. They still have to meet city standards and will be inspected by a city inspector.
Okay, thank you. Council Member Edward Montoya.
Oh, no, sir, my sorry.
Okay, do I?
Move approval.
Motion's been made by Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
Second. Approve.
Seconded by Carla Perez. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposition? Hearing none. Move on to tab 6.
May I need to read the ordinance into the record.
Okay, Ed?
I'll read it.
I can read it for you. It's okay. An ordinance of the City of Rialto, of the City Council of the City of Rialto, California, amending section 11.04.145 moratorium on trench cuts in newly paved streets of chapter 11.04 improvements of title 11 streets and sidewalks of the Rialto Municipal Code to add exceptions to the street cut moratorium by title only and waive further reading and provide any other direction as determined. And it is ordinance 1701.
Mayor Pro Tem Scott.
Aye.
Councilmember Perez.
Aye.
Councilmember Montoya.
Aye.
Councilmember Carriceles.
Aye.
Mayor Baca.
Aye. Motion carried. We'll move on to tab 6.
Good evening, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, and members of the council. Tab 6 is requesting council's consideration for adoption of Resolution 8388. This is accepting the grant funding from SBCTA in the amount of $976,750 for the Smart Corridor Riverside Avenue project, and to authorize the city manager or their designee to execute all related documents. So in January, SBCTA released a request for proposals to develop smart arterial corridors throughout the valley. In March, the City Council authorized staff to apply in response to this request, and in June, SBCTA approved funding for this project. The project will upgrade traffic signal technology. The upgrades will replace aging traffic controllers with intelligent transportation systems technology. This includes AI-enabled video analytics, advanced communications, and remote monitoring capabilities. This will enable real-time traffic management, automated data collection, and dynamic signal timing adjustments. This is all aimed to improve traffic flow and reduce congestion. The total project cost is $1.2 million. The grant covers $976,000, and the city is providing a local match of $225,000 from Measure I funds. Staff recommends approval of both actions, accepting the grant funding and authorizing execution of all related documents. This concludes my presentation, and I am happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for members of the council?
Yes.
Council member. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
Ms. Carona, and I do like that name.
Thank you.
question, what section of Riverside Avenue does this include?
So this is from Valley to Merrill Avenue, Valley Boulevard to Merrill Avenue.
To Merrill, so it does not include the overpass over the 10 freeway?
That is correct.
Unfortunately.
Correct.
So will there be a way to get Caltrans to help sync with us?
I'll let our assistant city manager address that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Yes, we are going to try. However, I kind of have a feeling Caltrans will say no because they do have plans to upgrade those signals in 2028, I believe is the time frame. So with smart controllers as well. So if we can get them to expedite their project and coincide with ours, we'll give it a shot. But.
Okay, that would certainly be nice. So maybe traffic could go a little smoother from Merrill all the way down. So
absolutely.
If nobody else has questions, I'll move approval.
Okay. Motion's been made to approve by Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott, seconded by Andy Caraceres. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposition? Hearing none, motion carries. We'll move on to tab 7.
Yes, good evening, Honorable Mayor, I'm Mayor Pro Tem, members of City Council. Thank you for the opportunity to present for the Council's consideration a professional services agreement for independent audit services with the Pun Group. This agreement would include an initial term of 3 years for the PSA in the amount of $269,854 with two optional one-year extensions. So each year, the city requires an independent audit of its financial records and a contracted firm to provide that opinion on the reporting of the financial condition of the city and all its related funds. For the last 3 years, the city has used the services of Lance, Saul, and Lungard, or LSL, to perform the annual audit for financial statements for fiscal years 2021, 22, 22, 23, and most recently 23 and 24. The contract with LSL has expired, and the city does not intend to exercise the option for an extension, which is in line with GFOA best practices. Staff initiated a request for proposals back in April to select an auditing firm and commence with the fiscal year 2024-25, which just ended June 30, for the annual audit, as our year-end process is already underway. Per the GFOA, or Government Finance Officers Association, it's a best practice for a local government to replace its audit firm at the end of the contracted firm, period, for a period not to exceed 5 years, which contributes to auditor independence, promoting transparency and financial reporting. Two firms responded.
Motion's been made by seconded by Mayor Pro Tem. Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Motion carried. Thank you very much. Next, we'll move on to the report by members of the council. I'll start with myself. I'll be very short. I attended the 4th of July fireworks event. It was excellent and well attended by a variety of different people from the city and throughout the city and outside the city that attended the event. Well done, well executed, and I think everybody enjoyed the 4th of July. And that concludes my report. Next, I'll call on Council Member Mayor Pro Tem Ed Scott.
No reports this evening.
Thank you. I'll call on...
No report.
Andy Garacetas, no report on Carla Perez.
Thank you, Mayor. No reports. I just want to take a moment to wish my middle child, Mariah, a happy 21st birthday today.
She's 21?
Yes, so we'll happy be birthday. Celebrating shortly.
Oh, well. Happy birthday. Edward Montoya. Yeah,
I've been attending Parks and Recs fun evenings, and I've been having a really good time. I just want to let everybody know that they're having events in the evenings, and it's been a really great time. The little black light chalk event, and
you've been ball. Doing sidewalk chalk.
I did some sidewalk chalk, but yeah, it's been a really great time. But I also want to remind everyone that National Night Out is coming up August 5th. So I hope to see you all there. Come on out and check out our brisket competition. And I'll be the one representing the city council. So, you know, I hope.
Just don't let us down.
I hope PD and Fire are bringing their barbecue skills. Because I'll have the mayor at my house taking shifts, and I'll have the other council members at my house taking shifts. They better be. But that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, we'll move on to our city clerk.
No report.
Thank you. All right, next, I'll move on to our city manager, Tanya Williams.
No report this evening. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll call on our city attorney, Eric Vail.
Thank you, Mayor. Just very quickly, there was a recent case that came out decided by the California Supreme Court called Brown versus City of Inglewood. And in that, the California Supreme Court determined that elected officials were not entitled to whistleblower status or whistleblower protections under state law because they do not fall under the definition of employees in the labor code. So just word to the wise.
Thank you. Next, I'll call on our... Police Chief Mark Klein.
Good evening, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, and Council. I just want to make a couple comments. It's so nice to see Chief Jensen here. And I know that former Chief Park is up in Washington, probably watching tonight. wishing he was still here. Oh, well. Actually, I am going to have Gabe put something up on the screen for us, and I would just need about 3 minutes. I know you want to hurry up and get out of here, but I just want to kind of share with you some of the things that are happening across the street that I think you'll find interesting. And I also, while he's loading this, I want to make sure that I at least express my sincere appreciation for my assistant, Jeanette Lopez, for putting this together. And it'll just give you an update to what the department is now looking like that you've all approved and support. So, Gabe, if you can load that for me, I appreciate it. So once again, Council, just to let you know, we appreciate your support for professional building for a professional police department for this community. Thank you so much.
I just have a comment. I've noticed that a lot of people have been inquiring about the police department and the new police station that we have, and then with the new crime lab that we have. Has there been an interest of many other individuals that would like to become police officers in our city of Rialto because we've upgraded it?
Yeah, it's the short answer is we're in a really good spot right now. And again, it goes back to council support for increasing our numbers. That building has attracted a large amount of interest in our police department. And we're in one of the few agencies. You keep adding positions for us, but our vacancy ratios are actually above most departments around us. And it's helped us recruit.
Right.
And it's also going to help us retain.
Yeah, because some people have approached me in reference to wanting to work for our police department here because of what we're doing with all of the members here in the council. and the action that we've all taken. So it's a positive thing. Thank you, Mayor.
Mayor Pro Tem, Council, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have our acting Fire Chief Jensen.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem, Council. First, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing me to sit in this position in an interim role. It's a pretty exciting time for the organization, and I appreciate you trusting me with this important and vital position. So thank you on that.
Chief, you're only following Parks.
I'm sorry?
You're only following Parks. That's it.
We had a couple of promotions in the last week. Engineer Justin Velos to fire captain and engineer Chad Boatman to fire captain. And we have three new firefighter paramedics, Roland Blackiston, Sergio Hernandez, and Javier Bernal. So they're on board and working through their promotional processes. And the last thing I just wanted to mention, that on Saturday, we partnered with our Rialto Parks and Recreation Department for this year's Drowning Prevention and Safety Day. And students were taught live water rescue demonstrations, real-time emergency response, so they got to see the crews in action for when somebody's removed from the water, what actually happens after that. And we provided some critical water safety practices. The students were also taught hands-only CPR and both kids and adult life-saving skills. So we partnered with Park and Rec. It was a great event, and I appreciate the support back and forth between our departments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, I'd like to call on our Assistant City Manager and Director of Maintenance and Facilities, Tim Sullivan.
Thank you, Mayor. No reports this evening.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to call on Christina Taylor, our Interim Director of Community Development.
Thank you, Mayor. Nothing to report this evening.
Thank you. I'd like to call on Cynthia Alvarado Crawford, our Director of Parks and Recreation.
Good evening, Mayor, Mayor Pro Tem, and members of the Council. Here's what's going on in Rialto. On Thursday, July 24th, at the Grace Vargas Senior Center, we will have our Senior Bucks Auction Day. It'll be from 2 to 3 p.m. in the Berglund Room. We have several really nice items to auction off for our seniors. They do get really excited about this, so if you want to see a live auction in action, please stop by. Movies in the Park, this will be our last showing, which will be this Friday, July 25th at Joe Sampson. Fun starts at 6. We'll be showing Despicable Me 4. Rialto Panthers versus Public Safety, the games will be on Monday, July 28th at Ferguson Park. Games will start about 5 p.m. In the Lab, basketball training classes will run from July 28th through August 27th. Classes will be held at the Carl Johnson Center. Parks and Rec Month Challenge Card Raffle will be happening Wednesday, July 30th. We will be raffling off some SeaWorld tickets that were donated by 104.7. Rialto Community Players are showing The Hunchback of Notre Dame now through August 2nd at the Sandra Courtney Playhouse. Tiny Tots August session starts on August 4th at Hugh Banks Elementary from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. National Night Out will be Tuesday, August 5th at Rialto City Park from 5 to 8:30 p.m. Battle of the Badges Brisket Cook-Off will be between City Council, Fire, and the Police Department. It'll be $5 to vote, and the proceeds go to MAD. Session 5 swim lessons registration will be Saturday, August 2nd, and the lessons will start that Monday on August 4th at the Tom Sawyer Pool. Sunset Market Vendor Market will be happening at Rialto City Park on Saturday, August 9th from 5 to 10 p.m. And then for our residents, just so that they know, compost and mulch is available for pickup at Rialto City Yard 7 days a week during daylight hours. And then youth basketball registration will be happening at Carl Johnson Center. Our assessments will start on August 11th, and the makeup day will be August 16th. And again, if there's no assessment, there's no registration.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd also like to just mention that we had a concert in the park on Thursday, I believe, right?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, okay.
Yeah.
Monday, yeah. So that's a good thing that we have in the area. And I think that we should probably do a lot more advertisement and letting the public know that we are having, we don't have an amphitheater, but we do have concerts in the park. So any activities that we do have in the future, that we should do a little bit more publicity and letting them know. I know that we have social media that's out there, and I know that people can go on the our newsletter that's put out or a magazine and look at the events that are going on. But for such events like that, I think they're good that some of the members here probably, if they had known that this was going on, they may have attended to as well. So again, I just wanted to mention that, and thank you very much for having a concert in the park at Rialto City Park. With that, then, I'd like to move on to our finance director, Scott Williams.
Thank you, Mayor. No update.
Thank you. Shima, Director of Human Services.
I have no update. Thank you.
John Rossi, Director of Utilities.
No report. I just want to say thank you. Tomorrow's my last day, but I thought it would be 3 months, a couple days a week, turning into 9, more like 3 days a week. But it's really been a pleasure, and I hope I make a little difference. It's a very important part of the city, the utility, and I just...
Not online, sorry. Anyway, I appreciate the time, and I wish you all the very best. I appreciate the city manager. She's been very helpful, and it's a very interesting set of challenges the utility has, very important part of the city, and I wish you all the very best going forward. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Well, we went on behalf of the city of Rialto. We'd like to thank you for the time that you have spent out here in directing us, and I think it's been very positive, John, and we wish you the very best in your retirement or your future endeavors and whatever you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, John, for all your help.
I appreciate it.
With that, that concludes the reports. At this time, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion's been made by Carla Perez to adjourn.
Second.
Do I hear a second? Seconded by Edward Montoya, council member. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Council's adjourned.